Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'm going to invite you at this time to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Peter. Now, there's two Peters in the New Testament. There's 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And these are not two individuals. These are two letters written by the same individual. His name is Peter, or Simon, or Cephas. And Jesus is the one that gave him that name, the stone. A great man of the New Testament, an apostle of Jesus Christ. And we're in the process of reading these letters. I was reading from 1 Peter chapter 2 when the program ended in the last class. And I want to continue in just a moment. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 18, Peter is writing these epistles to those Christians who are facing forces from without that would persecute them and cause them to suffer. And Peter is reminding them of the hope that we have in Christ and of the joy that in the glory that is laid up for us in heaven. And he's also reminding us why we need to behave ourselves, even in the midst of this persecution, so that we might bring glory to God. And so in just a few minutes, I'm going to continue reading this epistle, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 18. And so while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's go back and read this letter. It was a letter so treasured by the early churches that they would make copies of it and pass it one to another. And so there's many, many copies of this old letter that was written by Peter. And as they would read it to the churches and gather instruction from it and discuss it and learn from it, so also we can do so today. And so 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 18, and I'm going to be reading from the Old American Standard Version of the Bible that was copyrighted in 1901. And here's what Peter wrote: "Servants, being subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is acceptable, if for conscience toward God a man endureth grief, suffering wrongfully, what glory is it? But if, when ye sin and are buffeted for it, ye shall take it patiently. But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye shall take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For hitherto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sin, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were going astray like sheep, but now are returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of your souls." 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. "In like manner, ye wives, being subject to your own husbands, that even if any obey not the word, they may without the word be gained by the behavior of their wives, beholding your chaste behavior coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of braiding of hair and of wearing of jewels of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, the incorruptible apparel of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner aforetime the holy women also, who hoped in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose children ye now are, if you do well, and are not put to fear by any terror. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Ye husbands, in like manner, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the woman, as unto a weaker vessel, as being also joint heirs of the grace of life, to the end that your prayers be not hindered. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. Finally, be ye all like-minded, compassionate, loving as brethren, tender-hearted, humble-minded, not rendering evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but contrariwise blessing. For hitherto were ye called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. And let him turn away from evil and do good, and let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears unto their supplication. But the face of the Lord is upon them that do evil. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be zealous of that which is good? But even if ye should suffer for righteousness' sake, blessed are ye, and fear not their fear, neither be troubled, but sanctify in your hearts Christ as Lord, being ready always to give answer to every man that asketh you a reason concerning the hope that is in you, yet with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that wherein ye are spoken against, they may be put to shame who revile your good manner of life in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God should so will, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Because Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, that aforetime were disobedient, when the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water, which also after a true likeness doth now save you, even baptism, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the integration of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is on the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. For as much then as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm ye yourselves also with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that ye no longer should live the rest of your time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past may suffice to have wrought the desire of the Gentiles, and to have walked in lasciviousness, lust, wine-bibbings, revelings, carousings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the living and the dead. For unto this end was the gospel preached, even to the dead, that they might be judged indeed according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore of sound mind, and be sober unto prayer, above all things being fervent in your love among yourselves, for love covereth a multitude of sins, using hospitality one to another without murmuring, according as each hath received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speaketh, speaking as it were the oracles of God, if any man ministereth, ministering as of the strength which God supplieth, that in all things God might be glorified through Jesus Christ, whose is the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial among you, which cometh upon you to prove you, as though a strange thing happened unto you, but inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory also ye may rejoice with exceeding joy. If ye are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are ye, because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God resteth upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a meddler in other men's matters. But if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. For the time is come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begin first at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore let them also that suffer according to the will of God commit their souls in well-doing unto a faithful Creator. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1. The elders therefore among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, who am also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Tend the flock of God which is among you, exercising the oversight, not of constraint, but willingly according to the will of God, nor yet for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as lording a charge allotted to you, but making yourselves examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall be manifested, ye shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, be subject unto the elder. Yea, all of you, gird yourselves with humility to serve one another. For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he careth for you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom withstand steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world. And the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ, after that ye have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, and strengthen you. To him be dominion for ever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I account him, I have written unto you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand ye fast therein. She that is in Babylon, elect together with you, saluteth you, as doth Mark, my son. Salute one another with a kiss of love. Peace be unto you all that are in Christ. In the next class, we'll continue.